Welcome back to the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. The phone lines are open, so call now at 888-928-0881. That's 888-928-0881. And share with us your thoughts and prayer intentions as we navigate this complicated world together. And now, your host of the Turley Frequency, Kevin Turley.
Hello and welcome back. I hope your Thursday morning is going wonderfully well. It's just going to get better because we're about to start to pray here live on air on Archangel Radio. Every day at this time, we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And I'm accompanied in that by very, very good people called prayer warriors, people who come in, give up their time so they can pray for you. So let's find out today, who are those heroes, those prayer warriors?
We have some special guests today, Kevin. In the studio with us, we have Shannon Garner and her daughter, Charlie.
I don't believe it. Really? Charlie, are you really there?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful to have you back.
It's wonderful to be back.
I heard a rumor, Charlie. I'm not going to say from whom, that you were appearing on other radio stations. Is that true?
No, sir.
I'm glad to hear it. Shannon, welcome back. Welcome back to Archangel Radio. Well, I shouldn't say welcome back because you're never away from the place, are you?
Not for very long, I'm not.
For anybody who's listening, Shannon is the brains behind the operation here. She's the person who gets all our donors and all our sponsors. If anybody's out there thinking, I like this radio station and has a local business, you need to speak to Shannon, and quite quickly as well, before it all gets filled up. And she will be very happy to relieve you of that problem of having too much cash in your bank balance.
Yes, I will.
That's how Shannon and I work. We're a tag team to get money from you to Archangel Radio. But anyway, Charlie, you must be on holiday. You must be taking time off from your busy schedule as a radio presenter and also as a school kid.
Yes, sir.
Is that all you're going to say to me, Charlie? Yes, sir, all the time. Are you sure, Shannon, this isn't automated? She's really in the studio?
She's really here. It's just, you know, she's using those good Southern manners.
She is. She's a good child. Well, listen, Charlie, I hope you told all your friends that you're on air this morning, have you?
No, sir.
You haven't? Oh, dear. Well, you have to send them the podcast then, the encore presentation, and say, hey, listen, I'm on the radio today, won't you?
Yes, sir.
We actually,
yes, sir.
Yesterday, her brother happened to be in the car while the 3 o'clock p.m. Divine Mercy that we run on the station was playing. And he said,
sure.
Isn't that that thing that Charlie does on the radio? I said, it is. I said, you know, I said, Kevin's always asking for you to come in. I said, do you want to go tomorrow with her? She's doing it tomorrow. And then, but I forgot he's at football practice right now. So.
Oh, dear. Never mind. You don't mind sharing the spotlight, do you, Charlie?
No, sir.
That was a bit slow, that answer, Charlie. I'm not the same room, but I could pick up a certain resistance there. But we'll leave it there. Listen, Charlie, it's great to have you back. Shannon, as always, it's fantastic to have you here. First thing I want to ask you is, how's your father?
He's doing good. Charlie and I are actually on our way this afternoon to go visit him. He is at Methodist Rehab, so he's still doing overnight. This is the third week that he's been in the hospital, technically. But he's getting better and stronger every day. So we are so thankful for everyone's prayers. And we see them in him every day, that they do work.
Absolutely.
And there's no way he could have made it without them.
No. And I hope Charles knows that he's being prayed for by everybody on Archangel Radio on a regular basis.
He does, and he appreciates it so much. It definitely makes him feel very special.
Okay. And Charles, Mr. Garner, if you're listening to this rebroadcast or Shannon brings it to you, then we are delighted to be able to pray for you at this time. It's the one thing we can do. We can pray for you and ask for your healing at this time through the divine mercy. And we have Shannon and Charlie on the job today. So what could possibly go wrong on that score? Okay. Listen, for anybody who's listening to this wondering what's all this about, well, we're about to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. That's a Catholic prayer. It was given to a Polish nun back in the 1930s. She had a number of apparitions of our Lord, and he told her to propagate this message of God's mercy to each and every one of us. So what we do at 3 o'clock London time, 9 a.m. Alabama time, is simply to beg God's mercy upon whatever the situation is in our life that needs prayer at this time. So you've just heard Shannon mention her father Charles. Well, we pray for him. And we'll be praying for whatever Charlie has on our mind, and we'll pray for whatever's on your mind here today. There's two ways we can do that. You can call the show on 888-928-0881. The lines are open right now. The telephone will be answered by Reed, and he's a very nice young man, and he will take you through all this. And you don't even have to come on air, okay? If you just want to leave your request, that's fine too. Or you can just text us, 251-928-2111. We'll pray for you. No intention too small, no intention too large. Okay, ladies, have you brought your rosary beads?
We have.
Fantastic. Shall we begin?
Yes, sir.
Great. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us our day, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Amen. Thank you so much, Charlie, and thank you, Shannon. We are up and running. So for this first decade, Shannon, I'm going to turn to you. Who or what would you like us to pray for?
I would like to pray for Reed and Mike. Our air conditioning has gone out at Archangel Radio, and they are basically working today in a little mini oven. And so I just would like to pray for their due diligence and willing to work through to bring everyone LA Catholic Morning this morning and now the Charlie Frequency.
You know, Shannon, Reed told me yesterday it wasn't an issue because we're working on this show. He's used to hot air, he said.
Oh, my goodness. Being in here, I was thinking, you know, you talk about Charlie being on the radio, and I'm like, she is kind of being a professional. She's working under this heat
this
in here.
This is not too easy.
It's not. It's warm in here on a good day.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. Okay, well, look, let's pray. I mean, I thought the air conditioning was coming out yesterday. I thought there was a message about something yesterday.
We did our best, Kevin.
They did, and so that's another good reason to pray for donations as well.
Yes. Well, let's pray for that. While we're praying this decade for the air conditioning, Reed, I wonder if we could find out who is the most approximate saint for air conditioning. Who could it be? Patron saint of heating and air conditioning. Or maybe you know already, do you?
I don't, but I can try to find that out for you.
Let's try and find out so we can invoke them today. But Shannon and Charlie, we're going to get on the job now. We're going to pray that the air conditioning. Now, Charlie, I'm going to ask you. You heard your mother's intention, which is such a good intention. I want you to give this a timescale. So we're going to pray that it will be fixed within a timescale. So what do you think, Charlie? How long should we give it?
At the most, probably at least like 4 days to 4 to 5 days.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong. It could be that long.
She said hopefully. So
there'll be no Reed or Mike left after 4 days.
I'll be melted
canonize
into a puddle
somewhere. All right. Well, listen, Charlie, I think that's a little bit on the pessimistic side. I'm going to pray for something a bit quicker. What do you reckon, Shannon? Let's give it the most optimistic. Charlie's given us 4 days. That's part of the spectrum. What could be the most optimistic timescale that we could look at?
End of day today, so that when they come back in tomorrow, it'll be nice and cool.
And Kevin, end of the day. I would also love to pray for anybody who doesn't even have air conditioning available to them in their home.
That's a great one.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. No. So listen, if you're listening to this and you're sweltering somewhere and you don't have air conditioning and you never had air conditioning, we're praying for you as well. Let's pray for that cool, still wind that the scriptures talk about, which is the Holy Spirit, to descend not just on the Archangel Radio Studios, but on you as you're listening to this broadcast today. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit will cool us all down and help us at this time. And whoever the patron saint is of air conditioners, please get a move on. We need your help in Archangel Radio. Okay. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, Charlie. So we'll keep you posted on that situation as this broadcast goes on. You never know, the heating engineers might break into the middle of it and they can join us for the final decade if the prayers are answered very, very quickly. Okay, Charlie, second decade is all yours. Who or what would you like us to pray for?
I'd like to pray for everyone who is starting school in like the next week or two.
That's right. Everybody who's starting it, and I guess as well, Charlie, everybody who's going back, right?
Yes, sir.
That'd be nice. Now, remind me, Charlie, which school do you go to?
Christ the King.
Great school, right?
Yes, sir.
In fact, we had two little boys the other day were from Christ the King, Harris and Davis. Do you know them?
Yes, Davis is in my class, and his little brother is, I think, going into the fourth grade, and I'm going into the fifth.
You mean there are two radio stars in the one class in Christ the King?
Yes, sir, there is.
Wow, that's one heck of a class. I hope the teacher realizes what sort of media talent she has available to her.
Yep, but it's a new teacher. We have like two newer teachers to Christ the King.
Well, you better start playing them some of your recordings and say, hey, do you know who I am?
She'll have to.
I wait. I'm only joking you, Charlie. This is a very good intention. Let's pray for everybody who's returning to school. Let's pray for everybody, maybe, Charlie, who's going back, who's dreading it a bit. You know, there are kids who didn't really like school, who thought it was a waste of time, like me. You know, they didn't like going back to school because they like just sitting, you know, running around, looking out the window, whatever. So let's pray for all those children that struggle a bit to get back to school. But also let's pray for their moms and dads, Charlie, because getting everybody back to school is a little bit of an operation, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. There speaks the voice of experience from Shannon. So let's pray for that. And let's also pray for all your teachers, that especially these new teachers that are coming in, that they might recognize the great beauty of being a teacher and also the great obligation of being a teacher. They have souls in their hands, and the formation of souls is very, very important. I would say it's vital. So let's pray for everybody at Christ the King, everybody involved there, and everybody going back to school across Lower Alabama, but especially in all the Catholic schools. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, Charlie, and thank you, Shannon. Now, this third decade, I've been asked to pray for all priests, but in particular for priests in the Archdiocese of Mobile. And we pray for all the parishes in the Archdiocese, but especially this morning we're praying for Corpus Christi Parish. If there's anybody out there listening in Corpus Christi Parish, we're praying for you at this time. But we'd like to pray for all our priests and for the Bishop of the Diocese. And we pray that all our priests will serve humbly and faithfully the Lord's call wherever they are, and that they will become good and holy pastors of those that are entrusted to their care. And for any priests experiencing any difficulties in their vocation at this time, we pray for them especially and ask that our Lord will lead them home, the Good Shepherd, but also that Our Lady, a wonderful mother, will gently lead them back to the fold. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, Charlie and Shannon, for praying with me this morning. So we've had a text in from our good friend Louise. Good morning to you, Louise. And Louise is asking for prayers for Joan, for healing and happiness. Delighted to pray for Joan this morning. Joan, if you're listening, we're praying for whatever it is that you're suffering from, for healing and happiness. She's also asking, Louise, that is asking for prayers for Marcel, Carol, and their brothers who are caring for their elderly mother and their brother, John. And John, unfortunately, at the moment has a brain tumor. So we are very happy to pray for that today, Louise. Marcel, Carol, and your brothers, we're praying for you. And John, we're praying for a miracle. That's what we do every day on this show. We pray for miracles. We pray that this brain tumor be cast back to where it came from, and that in so doing, you will come to know the great mercy and love of God our Father, through his Son in the Holy Spirit. So, Louise, thank you for that. And Louise also reminds me that yesterday we had Anna Luce on the show, and she was had a very moving discussion about herself and her daughter, Rancy and Robin, and we remember them all again this morning. And we pray for all our contributors, all our guests who come in and talk about different things. Some are Catholics, some are not. But we're an equal opportunities prayer provider on this station. So this morning we're praying for somebody who's very Catholic. That's Father Lou, who we just heard about. He's a monk out at St. John's Abbey in Minnesota, and he's into woodworking and organ building. So let's pray for Father Lou and his intention, which was that there would be many vocations to St. John's Abbey. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, Charlie, and thank you, Shannon. Now, I will be coming back to both of you for the final word in this fifth and final decade. But before we do, let's check in with Reed and find out. Reed, anybody or anything you'd like us to pray for today?
Yes, Kevin, but really quickly, I was able to find Saint Medardus, who is the patron saint of being in the elements. The story goes that when he was a child, he was sheltered from the rain by an eagle, which landed on him and apparently cloaked him in its wings. And so since then, he is the patron saint of protection from the weather and those who are working in open air, which, even though we're not really working in open air, we definitely are subject to the elements in here, just for the time being.
Just say his name again there, Reed, so we can ask him to pray for us.
Saint Medardus. And he was the bishop of Noyon in northern France during the 400s.
Well, yeah, we've invoked you, Bishop, Saint, air conditioning. Let's get it fixed sooner rather than later. Otherwise, Reed and Mike will never forgive us.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll pray that. Anything else, Reed?
I would just love to pray for anybody who is trapped by addiction, that they can start to see the drawbacks of the actions that they take and can find true satisfaction in being Catholic.
Amen. That's great. Totally. If anybody is in any form of addiction, the best way to get out of it is through the grace of God, through the sacraments if you're a Catholic, through confession, and also through prayer. There's no other way, and there's no quicker way. So be of good be of good heart. There is a way back from whatever the addiction is you're suffering from. Now, before I come to Charlie and Shannon, I just want to pray for our executive producer, Michelle, who is flying back to Europe today. Michelle, we wish you a very bon voyage across the air, and I hope it's not too painful to leave behind your beloved Alabama. Okay, Charlie, who or what would you like us to pray for in this fifth and final decade?
I would like to pray for my pa.
Mm-hmm.
That he'll recover and, shortly and be at home with his dog that he loves to death.
What's the name of the dog, Charlie?
Pepper.
Pepper. Wow.
She's a great dog.
What's
Dane.
The name of the... do you have a cat as well?
No, this is my dad is very attached to his dog, and while being in the hospital, it's been hard on him, and we're trying to decipher as to how they will come back together, since he might not be so stable on his feet, and she is a great Dane, and we'll be very excited to see him when he returns home.
Absolutely. Well, I think he'll be excited to see her as well. Well, let's pray for that. Let's pray for your paw, and let's pray for this lovely dog, Pepper. Animals can be such a great consolation to people, and they are a gift from God, you know. They are a gift to us. They remind you, God wants us to be happy, wants us to be joyful, and sometimes dogs and other animals are ways in which we share in the beauty of the creation that God has given to us to look after. So that's wonderful, Charlie. I like that prayer very much. Okay, Shannon, final word to you.
I would like to pray for everyone who is in a marriage today. Just to pray that they have the strength to go through the good and the bad and the fun and the sad, just the challenges that they all deal with on a daily basis, whether it's with children or with other family members or with that, just to hope that they all have a place like a nice church or something where they can go to help them build strength and continue through the hard and enjoy the fun.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. And we need to pray for marriages. Marriages aren't just sort of landed down on the wedding day. They're built, and they're built through a lot of blood, sweat and tears sometimes. So let's pray for everybody who's listening to this who's in a marriage, and especially those of you who are struggling in your marriage. We pray for you at this time. This is the month of the precious blood, dedicated to the precious blood of our Lord and Savior. And it's no bad thing to ask the precious blood to come into your marriage and to protect your marriage, to be a cover against all that assails Christian marriage, because Christian marriage is part of God's plan. So there's somebody out there who doesn't want it to succeed, but the precious blood is a way in which we can cover ourselves and be protected. Okay, so for all of these intentions, let's continue with this fifth and final decade. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. O my Jesus.
I trust in you.
Oh my Jesus.
I trust in you.
Oh my Jesus.
I trust in you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much, Shannon and Charlie, for coming in and praying with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Just one last question before you go, Charlie. Any news on your own radio show? Have you got a start date yet?
No, sir, I have not.
Not yet. You need to speak. Can you have a word with Mike on your way out there? Just ask him, when is my show coming on? He'll sort it out for you, okay?
Mike does hit her up every now and then and tease her about that, so maybe.
Maybe you should go to Ellen. Go straight to the top,
yeah.
Charlie, and say, when's my show starting? Look, I've done enough of these guest appearances on the Charlie Frequency. Come on, let's get with the project. No, but seriously, Charlie, it's been great having you back. Come back soon.
I will.
Bring all your friends with you if you dare. And Shannon, it's always a pleasure to have you on air, but it's always even greater pleasure to have you behind the scenes working away and helping make sure that everything keeps going. Thank you so much for all you do at Archangel Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, that was Shannon and Charlie. Now, when we come back, we are going to be finishing the story about Venerable Mary Potter and how this Londoner had a strange and wonderful experience of the precious blood. Stay tuned to the Charlie Frequency, live and exclusive here on Archangel Radio. Welcome back to Archangel Radio. Welcome back to the Charlie Frequency here, live and exclusive on Thursday morning. It's great to have your company. I don't know about you, but listening to this station, it's positive, right? You can listen to the other stations, but they'll just give you all the depressing stuff. This is a station which gives you hope, if not least because of the last 30 minutes, and we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. We do that every single day here live on air, and you can be part of it. You can also be a prayer warrior. Yes, you can follow Shannon and Charlie in that onerous task by phoning the station and asking Sherry if I can be a prayer partner. And you can come in with your friends if you're part of a rosary group, for example. Why don't you bring the whole group in, or some of them anyway? And we'll be very happy to have two or three people praying together with me each day. This is your radio station. This is your prayer. So it's there for you. Talking of being there for you, Reed, you've just heard about a monk who makes organs out in Minnesota. Has that whetted your appetite to either play the organ or become a monk?
It really is great how, you know, those monks are able to find highly creative and highly skilled hobbies to use as an outlet for their talents. Because, you know, it could be a bit of an unfortunate thing if, you know, people who are that talented weren't, you know, were cut off from the ability to do that. So I'm glad that, you know, they're still able to take part in those sorts of activities.
That's right. I mean, being a monk is not being buried alive. It's coming alive. It's just in a monastic setting, and it's wonderful to behold. So that's wonderful. Now, during the monologue, I was talking about all those people leaving the church, especially young people. Mm-hmm. But you have experience the other way. Reed, you're heavily involved with the RCIA and St. Patrick's and in your community. So you're seeing it from the other side. There are people out there who are actively seeking out the truths of the Catholic faith.
There certainly are, Kevin, and that's really the main focus that we have here at Archangel. You know, we love giving, you know, a big part of it is giving Catholics content that they can listen to, which is going to be good, true, and beautiful, because, you know, so much media in the world right now doesn't have any of those three things that it contains. But a large part of it is also the evangelization aspect, and you know, that's really one of the things that we've worked on with the Turley Frequency, And, you know, I've only been doing RCIA for 1 year, but the people who were involved in it, they do all the things that you expect of someone when they're getting interested in something. You know, they look it up online. They read in-depth. Maybe it's not, you know, in-depth to the point of a scholar, but they are reading in-depth. They're understanding more about it. And I think that's interesting because the way that we're reaching people is not just through the RCIA classes, not just through scripture reading and things like that. We have to make sure that as Catholics, every facet of our just what we do, so like our websites, our radio stations and everything, are appealing so that we can evangelize even better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, in a nutshell, is why we're here, and probably why somebody's decided to destroy the air conditioning, because we're being too effective. Mm-hmm. Our hot air is reaching all across the globe. So let's find out. Now, story time today is a bit interesting, Reid. I just want to, because when I was preparing it, I suddenly thought, wait a minute, this is all a little bit strange. Do you remember we talked about this?
Yes.
Do you remember we talked about why do we choose saints? And then I said, that woman said to me, no, 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 Kevin, you've got that the wrong way around. Well, when I was preparing this for this show, I didn't really think about it until I started studying a bit more. And then suddenly the light went on. So let's see what happens next when we go story time. Okay, so you remember yesterday I told you about the mysterious way in which this woman came to my attention by total accident, by total fluke many years ago, and how I did nothing about it until the other night. I woke up in the middle of the night. I was awoken in the middle of the night and I couldn't get back to sleep. So I picked up my laptop, started working, and before I knew it, I was looking at pictures of this saint or this venerable, and I was starting to research her life. And I remember thinking, this is the woman who I saw in that at the back of that cathedral. And then I read on. And then I put it aside and I thought, well, I'll talk about that during story time. And then I looked at it again this morning and I thought, wow. Take a listen to this. So who was she? Well, Mary Potter. No, not Harry Potter. Mary Potter. Mary Potter was the fifth of five children born to William and Mary, who lived in Newington, which is in sort of just south of the Thames. Now, when I was reading a lot of biographies about her, people miss something very, very obvious about where she was born. And it only comes about because I know that area that she was born in. I'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. But remember, on this show, there is no such thing as coincidence. So she was born in London in 1847. And as I say, she was the fifth of five children. Born into, I wouldn't say poverty, but there weren't great circumstances, but very quickly they got worse. Very quickly, in fact. Because her father, William, abandoned the family. Yep. Went off to Australia, by all accounts. Just left the mother and the five children to it. Headed off to Australia. Never heard from again. The reason he left was some argument over some sort of family bequest and trustee and all the usual stuff that has got nothing to do with marriage, really. But he just left. One of the other strange things, though, that in researching the life of Mary Potter was her mother, Mary Ann. Mary Ann was not born a Catholic, but became a Catholic. And she became a Catholic because of some of her neighbors who happened to be from Ireland. And because of their Catholicism and perhaps their good example and their friendship, Mary decided to become a Catholic. And she also decided then that all her children would be Catholic. So when young Mary Potter was born, she was immediately consecrated by her mother to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now there's that word, consecrated. We're going to come back to that in a bit. But you remember what we talked about on this show? Do you remember we had 11 people who came forward and said we should have this show consecrated? Just hold on to that thought. Now, Mary Potter, unusually, was given one name at her christening. Now, most Catholics, as you know, as we all know, you have at least two names, sometimes three. But this little child was given the name Mary, simply one name. She was named after the Holy Mother of God. She was dedicated and consecrated to Our Lady. Now, the family left London shortly after she was born, probably because of the reduced circumstances they found themselves in. Mary's mother was now a single parent trying to bring up five young children. Not easy at any time, but especially difficult in the mid-19th century. Now, young Mary grew up in a place called Portsmouth, which is on the south coast of England. And she grew up Catholic, but she grew up with minimum instruction. That's how it's described. So, do you remember we talked about all those Catholics that are leaving the church because of poor formation? Well, Mary could have been one of them because she had the rudiments, but very little else. But she was a good girl and very much loved by her family. But when she turned 20, she found herself the fiancé of a man called Godfrey King, who had been a friend of one of her brothers. And by all accounts, Godfrey was a good man. In fact, Godfrey was also a Catholic and encouraged Mary to learn more about her Catholic faith. He would lend her books and talk to her about the Catholic faith. So he was a very good young man. Looked like a very good prospect for a husband, right? For Mary. It didn't quite work out like that. Not for Godfrey or for Mary. Because the more that Mary learned about her faith, the more it started dawning on her the reality of it. Not just its significance and its meaning, but also its personal meaning for her life. So she felt a deep calling towards religious life. Now, she didn't know which convent to enter or how to go about it. She just literally stumbled upon her faith in a sense, or the increasing knowledge of her faith, and she had no real idea of how these things worked. But she was helped by the Bishop of Southwark, Catholic diocese, who just happened to be a friend of the family. I think he knew her mother. And he advised the young Mary to go to the Sisters of Mercy at Brighton, which is further down the English coast. So it's sort of a direct line south of London to get to the sea before you hit the English Channel, and the next stop is France. So she went to the Sisters of Mercy, which were an active order. You know, they were very involved in helping poor people and sick people, that sort of thing. But it became very soon apparent that no matter how much Mary tried, she wasn't really cut out for this order. It just wasn't going to work. And she also admitted to the bishop, or to the Mother Superior, I should say, that she didn't really have any attraction to the order. She just, it was the only order she had ever heard of. She just ended up there. So inevitably, she was asked to leave after only 18 months. And she was forced to return home in June of 1869, where she was convalescing for quite some time from a serious illness that no doubt was symptomatic of her time as a religious sister. Now, mercifully, she had a good priest confessor who was advising her. And although he was able to help her to understand that her vocation to the Sisters of Mercy was not the right vocation, the priest did think still that she had a religious vocation. He just didn't know where it was going. Now, what happened next is really interesting. And it's really interesting when you come across this in the lives of holy people, because sometimes we think that the lives of holy people are very much A plus B plus C, and everything just rolls along. God's will is very clear for them, and they just trundle along without any difficulty. and it couldn't be further from the truth. For the next 30 months, in Mary's case, she was home ill. So she'd left the vocation she thought she was going to be following, and she was no good to anybody, really. She was at home ill for 30 months. 30 months is 2.5 years, right? 2.5 years of being ill. And by the end of 1871, she was still only able to do light housework. And when she started getting her strength back, she was able to do a little bit of teaching at home and different bits and bobs. But even in the midst of all of that, from the day when she chose Christ as her only spouse, her yearning for perfection, to live according to his will, never weakened. Now, what happened in mid-1872 is going to be of interest to you. It was very much of interest to me because I mentioned it on the show just the other day. She happened across The True Devotion to Mary. Do you remember the book by St. Louis de Montfort? But here's the thing. She read it and was unimpressed. She was unimpressed by it. But because it was endorsed as it is, and I've got a copy of it sitting here beside me, by so many saints. In our own time, Pope John Paul II talked very highly of it. She decided to read it again and again until finally the penny dropped and she understood the beauty of consecrating oneself to the Sacred Heart through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So on December 8th, 1872, she consecrated herself to the Blessed Virgin with the approval of her spiritual director. And what was said after that was that this daily living of this consecration would be the secret of Mary's spiritual progress from that day forward. So just bear that in mind when we're talking about this radio show and consecrating you, my dear listener, in the same path. Now, towards the end of 1871, when she was 24 years old, she conceived a certain solicitude for the eternal salvation of the dying, plus a conviction of the good to be wrought from the physical presence of those who are in a state of grace at the deathbed. She saw that this was a moment when people really needed prayer and help and physical assistance as well as spiritual assistance at the moment of death because of all the dangers, both spiritual and otherwise, associated with it. Now, you know we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet every single day on this show. And what was that prayer specifically geared for? It's got all sorts of uses, but it's specifically aimed at the dying. So that's the second thing of the Venerable Mary Potter that struck me as, aha. But it gets better. So she felt very strongly drawn to pray for the dying. And it was October 1874 when she suddenly realized that this was part of her vocation. That it was God's gift that she should pray and help those that were dying. In 1874, 2 weeks before her 27th birthday, she was reciting the Rosary, the Sorrowful Mysteries for the Poor Souls in Purgatory. And while she was on her knees before a little shrine in her bedroom, she said that unexpectedly, she felt this great calling of God to perform a special work for him. And that she was chosen for this. And this was to pray for the dying. And she was saying to her Lord, well, why me? And the answer came back in her heart, well, the weak things of this earth I have chosen. So after that, there was no stopping her. She suddenly decided that she had to pray for the dying and that Our Lady would help her very much in this. She was to say the following: to love and care for the dying on the patronage of the Blessed Virgin Mary and to organize a community of persons dedicated to this work. These constituted, as far as Mary could see, her special mission on earth. Quite something, really. But it gets better, because she saw it as God wishing to exercise his mercy at that moment. His mercy. Guess what that is? The divine mercy. So, Feast of the Immaculate Conception, 1874, a new institute was set up, devoted entirely to helping the dying. And that was Mary was put in charge of it. That was what her life's work was going to be. Can you see the way God is using her in all of this? Somebody who most people would have given up on years ago. She hadn't got married. She hadn't persevered with the Sisters of Mercy. She'd been ill for a long time. But secretly in her heart, God was forming her and shaping her for this great mission that lay ahead. But then something else happened. You see, with this inspiration about Our Lady and the dying, she felt that she could pray and work through the maternal heart of Mary for the dying. Because this was the core of Mary Potter's spiritual life. You see, up until that time, she loved the true devotion to Mary. Do you remember the book? But she had not realized its true value until this intimation from God. And now she entered fully into its spirit. So it was almost like it was through the banner of the maternal heart of Mary that she would somehow enter into these situations with the dying and be a presence to them there. But she received another grace in December 1874, and it was a profound appreciation of the precious blood of Jesus in preparing this work for her. This was to be the fourth of the five essential elements of her spiritual life. So just to recap, there was the true devotion to Mary, there was the devotion to the dying, the devotion to the maternal heart of Mary, and now the devotion to the precious blood of Jesus. She wrote this in 1875. Shall I tell you what I see in the future? God's people with a greater love worshipping the precious blood, the price of their salvation, the blood shed for them on Calvary. I would like to say that this devotion will rise in the sanctuary of the heart of Mary and spread throughout the church. Great will be the rejoicing of the saints. Great joy will be given to the angels, who will, through it, rejoice over more sinners doing penance. Wonderful help will it be in this time of need to the church, and immense relief and succor to the suffering souls in purgatory. So, Mary Potter set up this wonderful group of sisters known as the Little Company of Mary, which are still in existence today, and that's their vocation. Those four aspects that we discussed here on the show, which in some ways mirror aspects of what we are doing here as a little community on the Turley frequency as well. Now, Mary Potter died in 1913 in Rome. So she was born in London, but died in the arms of the church in Rome in 1913. And she was declared venerable by John Paul II in 1988. So, for now, perhaps we have found a new intercessor for this show, do you think? The Venerable Mary Potter? In the words of that old friend of mine, Kevin, I'll take whatever's going. Venerable Mary Potter, pray for us.
All right, Kevin, it's been a lot of fun today.
Sure has. Been a packed show as usual.
What do we have coming up tomorrow?
Tomorrow we meet the neuroscientist Eric Heseltine, and we discuss all things cellular with him. And we also say hello to Joel Stepanek about the upcoming National Eucharistic Congress.
Okay, I imagine you're not talking about cellular phones.
No, I'm talking about the stuff that goes around our brains.
Okay. Well, I'm excited.
Listen, that's great. Listen, I hope you enjoyed listening to us today. We've enjoyed your company very, very much this Thursday. If so, let's do it all again tomorrow, Friday, same time, same frequency, same me. But in the meantime, may St. Joseph watch over you and all those you love. And until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.